Hadn't someone reviewed the affiliate contracts? Braverman said that he was well aware of the affiliate agreements and that XYZ was rejected for content reasons, not because of legal impediments. Discouraged, she and her staff locked themselves in a room for 12 hours. What could they do creatively if they stayed with the concept of family? Maybe they could stretch it. Just about anything could be a family these days. Friends, boyfriends, girlfriends. They decided to try to recast XYZ, a hipper, younger bookend to ABC, but still a family channel in the broadest sense. There seemed to be no alternative. In anticipation of the new name and brand, Shapiro began running Bachelor episodes, and another reality show developed at Disney's Buena Vista studio and by Fisher Entertainment called The Last Resort, which featured couples trying to save their relationships at a tropical resort. Admittedly, scenes of scantily clad couples in hot tubs stretched the notion of family fare, but the channel still had vestiges of its previous identity, such as a morning block of Power Rangers and shows aimed at young boys. Shapiro lobbied hard to introduce the new XYZ channel name and 18-34 brand identity, but Sweeney and her staff said affiliates were threatening to use any name change as an excuse to drop the channel or to renegotiate their contracts with lower fees. "Who?" Shapiro asked. "What affiliates might we lose? Tell us what the risks are." No one at the Family Channel got any answers. XYZ hung in limbo as the channel's identity became even more confused. Shapiro may have negotiated a contract that guaranteed she wouldn't report to Sweeney, but it was obvious to the family staff that she was being blocked at every turn. Earlier that year, Dick Cook, now heading the film studio with Nina Jacobson, called Jerry Bruckheimer about a new project. "You won't be excited, but take a look," Cook told him, hardly a ringing endorsement. The project had begun life as another attempt to carry out Cook's idea to mine the theme parks for movie ideas. First there had been The Country Bears, based on Disneyland's Singing Bears, and Disney Vice President for Production, Brigham Taylor, had sketched out an idea for Pirates of the Caribbean, initially as a cheap direct-to-video project. The Haunted Mansion, another venerable theme park attraction, was also in development. But during a meeting to discuss whether Disney should invest in Master and Commander Far Side of the World, an expensive seafaring adventure starring Russell Crowe, Disney passed, Taylor mentioned his pirate idea and suggested Disney might do its own adventure movie set on the high seas. Jacobson had encouraged him to develop a script. After talking to Bruckheimer, Cook sent over a new script by Jay Walpert based on the pirate ride. As Cook had predicted, Bruckheimer was underwhelmed. "It's not a movie I'd go see," he told Cook, and Bruckheimer had long adhered to the self-imposed standard that he'd only make movies he'd want to see. But Bruckheimer knew two writers who were fascinated by the pirate genre, Ted Elliott and Terry Rossio, who had just written Shrek. Cook said he'd show them the script. Ironically, they'd already pitched a pirate movie to Disney and had been turned down. After seeing the script, the writers called Bruckheimer with a fresh idea. Make the pirates cursed, the same idea they'd pitched to Disney before. The pirates would already be dead, trying to return a stolen treasure to earn their final resting place. Visually, they'd look mortal,